Blog Talk Radio.
Michael Shakespeare, and we're live in the studio today with PSM with Prophetic Perspectives, and we are so excited to be here another week. The Lord has been good. He has given us health and strength, wherein we're glad. Hallelujah. Boy, I tell you, there's no God like our God. He keeps doing great things for us. It's Testimony Tuesday with inspiration, and we thank and praise God that we have a testimony that God has been good. Hallelujah. Across this year, we reflect. I posted on Facebook, when I think back over my life and I think things over, I have a testimony, praise the Lamb of God, just across this year, thinking about all that God did, how he did what he did, and how sometimes it didn't look like it. There would be no way, but he was the way, and he made the way in the name of Yeshua. What a wonderful God we serve. And I'm sure you, and even you have a testimony of some sort of what God has done for you across this year. Praise the Lamb of God. And if you would like to share that with us today, you can share your highlighted testimony. Praise the Lamb of God here on the show today. If you're listening to our voice via the internet and you want to join us here in the studio, you can call in, area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818. Be a part of our live studio. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, we're gearing up for big things here in the state of Michigan. Hallelujah, as we are seeing God do so much through prayer. Our intercessory prayer ministry is just around the corner. That conference in January, the first full week of January, the 8th, 9th, and 10th, here at the beautiful Westin Hotel with William H. Murphy Ministries. And I know some of you will be coming in for that. Praise the Lamb of God, at the beautiful Westin Hotel. And that is going to be the 8th, 9th, and 10th of January. And we want all of you to join. Praise the Lamb of God. Kick the year off right with a week of prayer with us. Praise the Lord. I will be there definitely in the house teaching. Praise the Lamb of God. This year I'm teaching special class there on understanding the prophetic as it relates to prayer. I praise the Lamb of God. Understanding the prophetic as it relates to prayer. And we will be there in the house. Yes, we will. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank God for each of you, my people who have celebrated with us across this week past. Praise the Lamb of God concerning our four-year anniversary there as PSM International. Oh, my goodness gracious, what a wonderful 4 years it has been. The Lord has used us. He has done so much with us, through us, and to us. Hallelujah. And we thank and praise God for that also. And all that shared and been a blessing in some kind of way, let me tell you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, praise the Lamb of God. Boy, what an exciting time it is when people celebrate you and not castrate you. Hallelujah. Thank you for the celebration. Thank you, people of God. Thank you, men and women of God. Hallelujah. Around this country, praise the Lamb of God, who blessed the prophet in some kind of way. If it wasn't none but a word, thank you so much. I really do. I appreciate you in the highest way. Praise the Lord. All people of God, let me tell you, my goodness, I tell you, it's going to be a wonderful time at the Truth Church. Praise God, this Tuesday night coming is our power, Hour of Power Christmas celebration. Our Hour of Power Christmas celebration. Since next Tuesday is Christmas Eve, we decided we'd do it a week early, and we have the whole week, the church rested. Next week, praise the Lamb of God, to celebrate in our own individual ways of the Christmas holiday. But on Tuesday night, this Tuesday coming, not tonight, the following Tuesday, next Tuesday, Tuesday week, as Grandma would say, praise the Lamb of God, that at the Truth Church. And then just 1 week later, New Year's Eve night. Oh, my goodness. We're going to release the word for 2014. We're going to give praise to the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Personal prophecies out to those that come, praise the Lamb of God, to that dynamic service on New Year's Eve on watch night. Praise the Lamb of God. We're going to be right there in our full prophetic vesture. And those of you that can make it, praise the Lamb of God. You want to get there because it's going to be awesome at the Truth Church next Tuesday night for Christmas. Then the following Tuesday night, our watch night, as we watch the old year out and the new year come in with prophetic unctions. Oh, my goodness. The Lord met us this past Sunday. Didn't even get a chance to preach. Not one word. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah, due to the weight of the glory of God in our praise and worship that led us into the prophetic flow of the bubbling. Oh, my goodness, the Lord was so rich in his spirit and his presence. Just, you could touch him. I mean, you could just touch him. Praise the Lamb of God. Just so much of God there in the sanctuary. And we just thank and praise God for the time that we share and that way that he blessed us. Let me tell you something about down here in the D. It is the D freezer. That's what it is. Praise the Lamb of God. It's cold out outside, people of God, hallelujah. Somebody turn the thermostat of heaven up. It is cold out there, I tell you. But we're praising God that he has given us shelter from the stormy blast, that the heat is on, hallelujah. Gas is flowing through the pipes, and we thank and praise God for shelter today. And I hope you and your loved ones are warm and safe wherever you are. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to the Lamb. What a wonderful God we serve, that he does cover us, doesn't he? He does take care of us. That's a testimony in itself. Got a roof over my head, a floor beneath my feet. Yes, the heat is on, the water's on. Praise the Lamb of God. Lights are on, electricity's on. Thank you, Jesus. You're an awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. And guess what? It's been on all year. Hallelujah. Ain't been out one time because of your goodness and your mercy and your love and your grace. And we thank you, Father, for all that you are. It's Testimony Tuesday. We reflect upon the whole year. Throughout the rest of this year, anytime you can press one on your dial and give your highlighted testimony of the goodness of the Lord and just how good God has been to you across this past year. Some of you have been through hail and high water. Praise the Lamb of God. But when the water got the highest, God was right there, praise the Lamb of God, to make sure you were safe. Hallelujah to the Lamb. Yes, Lord. Oh, my goodness gracious. Let's move to prayer. It's prayer time. Praise the Lamb of God. One of our intercessors in queue, if you don't mind, push one on your dial and lead us in prayer today. Praise the Lord if you are here and you are a willing servant. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. You can come and pray for us today as we pray for our sick and shut-in, for those who are hurting. Praise the Lamb of God for the lost. Yes. Those who have lost loved ones, praise the Lamb of God. Those who are hurting, oh my goodness, some people are hurting, praise the Lamb of God. We remember our President Nelson Mandela as he is funeralized today. I know the President of the United States is there, and many other presidents from different countries and different nations have came together to celebrate this man over there in that soccer stadium. And we thank and praise God for the life of Nelson Mandela. I know there is a lot of controversy, praise the Lamb of God, surrounding all of that. But God will do what God does and what God does best, and that is to be God. But what a wonderful life, praise the Lamb of God, to come out of prison after all those years and become the president of a nation. I don't know another man that has done it. Other than Jesus came out of jail and became the King of Kings, I don't know nobody else who has done it. So we take our hat off. We salute the life and the legacy of President Nelson Mandela. God bless, God bless, God bless South Africa. And we pray, praise the Lamb of God, that his example would lead others to being, praise the Lamb of God, as prolific and fruitful as he was, praise the Lamb of God, during his tenure of life, 95 years of life. We praise God for them. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Still don't have an intercessor in queue. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. One thing my mama did do for me that can't nobody take away, she taught me to pray. Praise the Lamb of God. And I don't mind praying. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I don't mind looking to the hills from which cometh my help, knowing that my help cometh from the Lord that made the heavens and the earth. Father in heaven, we give you praise, and we give you honor, and we give you glory today. You are God, and there is no other God like you. Who is like our God and our King and our Lord and our Master? Who can be compared unto you? There is none, Father. I thank you today. Hallelujah, for health and strength. I thank you for allowing me to rise from my place of slumber, and then for you hearing my voice as I give you praise. Hallelujah, even as I rose. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for your holiness today. You're an awesome God because you are God that heareth prayer. Hallelujah, you heareth prayer, and not only do you hear, you answer prayer, Father. And we bless you today. Hallelujah, because we know that you love us We know that you love us dearly, Father. Hallelujah. I thank you today. Oh, God, for our intercessors, I thank you today. Praise the Lamb of God for our administrators. Thank you. Oh, God, hallelujah, for all you've done for us this past year. Yes, God, you've just been such an awesome supplier of our needs. You've been provision. Yes, you have. Yes, you have for every morsel of bread. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, for paying every bill that you paid. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, for your goodness today. Who is like our God? Who is like our King? Who can compare unto you? Oh, God, we went in and out of you. Protected us. We left our homes for weeks and for days, oh, God. Hallelujah. And you were security for us. We thank you, Father. We thank you, oh, God. Oh, Jesus, you kept our children. You watched over them on school grounds, on buses, on trains, hallelujah, and automobiles. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. To your mighty name, Father, for being so gracious and so kind. Thank you, Father. Some of us went in the hospital, but you brought us out. Some of us were sick, but you healed us. You touched our bodies, oh God. You stripped us. We come to tell you thank you today, Father. Thank you, Lord, that somebody right now, hallelujah, needs you, Father. I'm praying today, Father, for Sharon, Father, for her daughter. Hallelujah, Father, that you would touch, that you would heal, that you would generate, regenerate, recycle, and renew and restore, because you are that God. Hallelujah. You are the God that heals. Hallelujah. You are the God that make a way. You are the God that works miracles, signs, and wonders, Father. So we look to you today. Someone's in a convalescent home. Someone, oh God, is sitting in their own house, but they're lonely. Hallelujah. Somebody, oh God, tears are running down their eyes right now. They don't know the way. They don't know how to make it. They don't know how they're going to make it, Father. But I know you're able, oh God. Hallelujah today, Father. Put your arms around them. Wrap them in your arms, oh God. Bless today, Father. Father, someone in the sound of my voice, somebody needs you desperately. Somebody need a word. Somebody needs you. Hallelujah, to move in their lives. Somebody need that door open, oh God. Somebody need a door to close. Hallelujah to your name, God. You're God by yourself today. Hallelujah. Have your way. Oh, God, in Jesus' mighty name, work miracles for us. Work miracles for us, Father. You've done it in the past. You can do it again, Father. Work for us, oh, God. Work on behalf of your children. Oh, mighty and great God you are. Look today, Father. Have mercy upon us, God. Have mercy upon our young people. Have mercy, oh God. Oh God, they're dying in the streets. But I know you're God today. I know you're God today, Father. You can stop the killing. Oh God, you can stop it. Hallelujah, Father. Touch parents' hearts, oh God. Teach us to raise our children in a godly manner. Oh God, look at us, institution of learning, Father. Even there, peace can abide down the hallways, oh God. Restore order, Father. Restore your name in the earth. Restore your name in the home. Restore your name in the bosom of your people. Restore your name, Father, that they will look to you and not to men. Oh God, in Jesus' name. We love you today, Father. Bless PSM. Bless True Christian Assembly. We give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You are God today. Hallelujah. Blessing and honor. Glory and majesty. Thank you for hearing us again. Awesome God. Awesome God. Awesome God. Hallelujah to your name. We give you praise. We give you praise. holy and righteous God. Bless you now. Hallelujah and amen. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for hearing prayer again. You are awesome in all your ways, and we thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we got a mic open here. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me see. This looks like granddaughter. All right. Praise the Lamb of God. Shatwan.
Good morning. Good
morning. How are you doing today, sweetheart?
I'm doing wonderful today.
Well, wonderful. Wonderful. Praise the Lord. You calling in today. Praise the Lamb of God. Is there any specifics here?
No specifics. I'm listening in and enjoying what God is getting ready to do.
Well, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I see you had a mighty testimony on the page today. Praise the Lord. Would you share with Radio Land?
I did. My testimony is that I've been struggling with leaving my job for a while now, and it had got to the point where I just dreaded going in, and even in my spirit, I just felt the heaviness, and I reached out to Prophet, and he gave me a word through God, but he didn't know that the word he gave me, and he said it was as God has it, and I was saying, well, you know, I was still trying to figure out what I needed to do, but when he said that, before I leave that place, God will open another door. But he didn't know that God had already opened up two doors. It was just fear that was holding me back. And I decided that, you know what, I confess that I don't have any fear. I'm always confessing these things, and it's time for me to put some work to my faith.
Mm-hmm.
I put work to my faith, and I stepped out of that door and into the other door that God had opened up and closed that door, and I walked right into what God has me on this path now. And I just thank God that, you know, I didn't let fear hold me back anymore to leave that job, you know, because it was always comfortable. But sometimes we have to come out of our comfortable zone. But until, you know, what I learned is until we see what other people see, and until we see what God sees in us, it's going to hold us back. And so I just took that, I took that leap of faith. I thank God because it was like a weight just lifted off of me, you know. I know that now that God can do exactly what he's supposed to do, and I have been standing in the way of God doing what he needs to do to get me to the next elevation in my life, but now I'm willing to go. I thank God that he has done it. I thank God that the boldness that I have been confessing and that it's coming up and it's arising in me, and now I'm not fearing what I don't know that lies ahead of me, but I know that if God said I can do it, I don't have to fear what I don't know, but I just know that wherever I go, he's with me. And that's my testimony.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, we thank and praise God. Hallelujah for your testimony today, because people need to hear things of this, like this, because there's so many people who are fearful, who are scared to let go and to walk out of one door and to walk into another one, praise the Lamb, because of their fear of their comfort zone, and then because of their fear of the uncertainty of what the new door holds for them. Boy, oh boy, I tell you. If we really knew the power of fear and what fear does to us as it cripples our faith and renders us with paralysis, that we are not able to move. We're not able to go forward. We're not able, praise the Lamb of God, to achieve anything because of we're fearful, you know. And oh my God! But our God is a God that's able to do anything. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yeah.
Hallelujah! Our God will give you a word in season. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
And I tell people this all the time, Shatwan. Hallelujah. Don't ask God for a word if you're not going to obey it. Don't
Amen.
Ask God for a word, praise the Lamb of God, because he will remember you. He will remember that you are the one that he spoke to and you did not yes. obey. And when you come again, he will not speak. Praise the Lamb
yes.
of God. He will
yes.
not. He speak to those of us who are going to be obedient, who are going to respond to him with a yes. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord, and then with a praise for knowing that the God of heaven and earth has took time out to talk to you. Praise the Lamb of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He don't owe you that. Hello, light bulbs. He don't owe you that. He does
right.
not owe you that. Hallelujah. That's
Absolutely.
Faith. That is favor. Praise the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That is divine favor, and we praise and we just magnify our Lord, hallelujah, Jesus Christ for that, especially in this season of adoration, in this season, praise the Lamb of God of Advent, in this season, oh my goodness,
yeah.
hallelujah,
yeah.
the saints should be lifting the name of the Lord higher than the highest because, hallelujah, unto us,
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, a child was given. Unto us a child was born. Hallelujah, a son was given, a child was born. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes, Lord, he came unto
yes.
his own, and they received him not. And he turned to us. Thank you, Jesus, for the
Hallelujah.
Turn. Thank you,
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah, for your love today. I love him today. I tell you the truth. Praise the Lamb of God. It's Testimony Tuesday. If you're here and you have a testimony, you can come, praise the Lamb of God, and you can share your testimony. All you got to do is push one on your dial, praise the Lamb of God. And people of God, listen, it's the end of the year. You just want to come on and tell what good thing the Lord has done for you across the year. Praise the Lamb of God. I know the Lord has done some things that's out of the ordinary for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Yes, he has. Yes, he has. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. If you're not too bashful, praise the Lord, and want to share, then you ought to share the good thing that God
yeah.
has done. Somebody said, thank you, make room for more. Praise yeah. the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Oh, we got a caller. Let's see who this is right here. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, that's California, 818. Your mic is
yes.
high.
Hey, good morning, Prophet Gary. Good morning, Father. How you doing?
Good morning. We blessed
morning.
Today.
Yes, I'm blessed too. First of all, I just want to say thank you for your continued prayers. And also, I'm going to go on today because I want to make sure I get the water and the oil that we talked about.
Okay.
Yeah, so I want to make sure that I get some of that today. I also want to say thank you. Been blessed. God has been blessing me with new accounts. So praise
wow.
God, especially in this time and this season. It normally slows down during the holidays, but I had some great referrals, and I actually ran into a childhood friend that's in the military, and just in talking to him in passing, he's been able to open doors and, you know, help open doors, you know, with me as far as being able to get my product in his military base
Amen.
As well as, yeah, Fort Drum and Alaska. And I also looking to hook me up with someone else that was looking to invest and go to the next level in another area. So
mm-hmm.
it allowed me to be able to sell to, you know, in a bigger arena. And I also received something from the state of North Carolina as far as doing a bid, which is, you know, it's multi-million-dollar bid, and you'll get, and they give it to normally several vendors. So I'm looking forward. Normally I turn it away because it's really big, but I'm looking forward to going ahead this time and stepping out on faith and bidding on that and trusting God that if he give it to me that he'll, you know, he'll take care of it. So I'm just, you know, I've been blessed in a lot of different areas. So I'm thankful because I know you prophesied to me and told me that a lot of doors will be opening for me. So I am so thankful to you for that. I really appreciate it.
My God, and God is doing just what he said he would do. He's
doing just what
he said he would do. Praise the Lamb of God, and that is opening the doors. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, my goodness, way maker today. Thank you, Jesus.
Goodness,
he
also,
God.
I had another customer that I sold to at Pentagon that moved over to Bowen, and he gave me a call and gave one of his colleagues my number, and that's another new account, which is a big account that God has opened. I also got another account that I was working with Leavenworth. Just pray on that because the guy tried to make it personal, and it got kind of a little too, much for me as far as that because, I guess it was trying to, in other words, personalize the situation, make, it's like a barter type deal that, just trusting in God that won't affect me in any way as far as my company because I felt like I'm not going to barter with you in any way for business or whatever. But, that's just another situation, and I'm believing God to deal with that. But other than that, God has been really good. He's been really good.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I'm excited because I see the smile on your face. Praise the Lamb of God. God is doing great things in your life, boy. Oh boy,
yes.
Oh boy! What a wonderful God!
I forgot to tell you, I got I moved into a new place, and I was so upset because I really didn't like thinking I was didn't want to move. I'd been my other place, for several years, and I was like, oh well, my daughter's in school. I didn't need, but God gave me a better place. I'm actually in a brand new place, everything that I want, with the complex I live at, they offer free training as far as weight, as far as, like, fitness and everything. So he gave me better than what I had before. And, I was kind of discouraged when I moved, but now I understand why I moved. So I'm thankful. Everything that I wanted, I got and more. So God is
hallelujah.
My goodness gracious, people. Do y'all hear testimony Tuesday going forth? Praise the Lamb of God. I believe I testify while I have the chance, because I may not have the chance no more. Boy, you better get on here and tell what good thing God is doing for you. Praise the Lamb of God. Look at God working in Kimmy's life. Praise, and some of you, I know y'all didn't hear Kimmy come on every day. Praise the Lamb of God, and sometimes sounding down and out. Praise the Lamb of God. But let me tell you something. The word of the Lord is true. The word of the Lord is quick. It's alive, brother. Praise the Lamb of God. And it will accomplish that God has purposed it to do. Hallelujah. Sure as the rain falls from the sky to the ground and the earth falleth and the snow falleth to the earth, it shall accomplish that and which God has forth to do. Don't you doubt him. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness, what a mighty, mighty testimony. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. I believe it's some more in the hanging out around here. Just don't want to say nothing. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I tell you one thing. God will make you moan through your test so you will testify. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes. Praise God. He's an awesome God. He's just awesome in all his ways. And I love to hear, Kim, you done lit my fire. You and this Chatwan, praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Have just lit the candle on both ends here and got me all excited about God today. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank God for listening here, listening heart, and being able to be in a place where I can be a blessing to the people of God. My. Hallelujah, boy. Ooh. Oh, my goodness gracious.
You told me, you prophesied to me a while back about that was going to be a deal that was going to come, that was going to, change great things. And not only did, with that, with just all the other deals that I've gotten on the table with new accounts. I mean, I've been blessed within the last, months to get this account that's been really, 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 really a blessing. And, then I got other accounts that I had in the past that's, the government was supposed to have changed their buying, where they only could buy from certain companies, but those accounts that had been coming back. So you have said to me that, you know, it was going to be all right. You know, just be patient and wait on God and God and watch God's hand. So, you know, it may not happen when we want it to, but like you said, always on time. So it's been a blessing, and I'm grateful. So thank you again.
Hallelujah. Boy, oh, boy, oh. Is y'all listening to this? Praise the Lamb.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah. I mean, some of you heard me prophesying, praise the Lamb of God, and telling her what the Lord was saying. Hallelujah. Prophet Darrell prophesying to her. Hallelujah. And coming forth, praise the Lamb of God. There's only one way for you to know that a prophet is a prophet, and that's if his prophecies come to pass. That's
Amen.
The only way you can know. Praise the Lamb
Amen.
Of God. Hallelujah. And surely our God, praise the Lamb of God, is God today. And we give him all the praise. We give him all the honor. And we give him all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name.
So, like I said, this continues to lift me up in prayer. And also with the thing that you brought, with the other opportunity, you said that keep the door that I had, but God was going to open another door, and that door became the survivor kit, which I feel like this is the door that you said that was going to take me or give me greater than what I had before. And that is exactly what is happening, you know. I mean, I think this is going to be such a big deal. And I have so many people coming to me want to partner, but I know that one of the things you said, just continue to wait on God and be patient about that. But you said there was going to be another opportunity that was going to come that was going to be bigger than before. And that's exactly what it is. It's been a blessing. I mean, I'm excited for what God is doing. And I have people contacting me and wanting to, you know, do business with me. So,
Lord Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God is working it out. God is working it out. He's working it out in your favor, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for these testimonies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Your goodness and of your grace. You are the way maker. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, that both of these daughters, the doors are open for them. Hallelujah. And they're stepping through in faith, Father, believing you. Hallelujah, Father. Yes, God, and every demon of hell that comes against them, we cancel the assignment in Jesus' mighty name, and we bind the enemy. Hallelujah. We bind the devil's hands. Hallelujah. Matter of fact, we break his arm. Hallelujah. That he can't touch. Hallelujah. That you are doing right now. For this is your word.
Amen.
And we have believed and we have waited. And now we see your promises. Now we see your manifestation right before our very eyes. Continue to bless them, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and amen. The Lamb. Ooh, what an awesome God we serve. He is awesome. He is awesome. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. If there's someone else here you want to give your testimony today, you can. Praise the Lamb of God. I want you. Hallelujah. I believe that God wants you to testify and share what good thing he has done for you. It's been a whole year. Praise the Lamb of God. We're in the last days. Of this year, praise the Lamb of God. 2013 is about to pass out. For those of us who live by the Jewish calendar, it's already gone. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. But I'm saying, when we consider what we have been through, praise the Lamb of God, and consider what God has done for us and what he has brought us through, if we can't see God in our journey, praise the Lamb of God, something's wrong. Then if we are not willing to share what good thing God's done, something is wrong. Praise the Lamb of God. We should be bold enough, hallelujah, to share the goodness of the Lord in a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. I know I am because he's been good for me. He didn't bring me part of the way. He brought me all the way. Praise the Lamb of God. Every step of the way. And I know sitting here right now, I could have been dead sleeping in my grave, just here a month or so ago. But God, hallelujah.
But God,
hallelujah. But God, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I feel his hand on my head right now. But God, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You're an awesome God today. I give you praise, honor, and glory for all that you are. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You shock doctors. You show yourself mighty. You are a wonderful, wonderful Savior. We love you. We love you. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. A lot of preparations are going on for this Christmas celebration. And I hope that we don't misconstrue whose birthday it really is. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
I hope we don't mess that up, people of God, knowing that it's Jesus' birthday and not ours. Yes, Lord. Knowing that it's Jesus' birthday and not our birthday, and that we don't mess that up. Oh, wait a minute. I think my buddy on. Wait, let me see who this is. Yeah. There it goes, 773.
Good morning, Apostle.
Oh, no, that can't be Prophet Dell and Rose. Is that Prophet Dell?
Yes, sir, yes, sir, yes, sir.
Prophet Dell, you didn't hear Kimmy. You know Kimmy from California. You didn't hear her testimony, did you?
No, sir.
Man, Kimmy.
Yes, sir.
Just run it down to him so he can run out of his shoes. He got his house shoes on anyway, but he's going to run out of them now.
Yeah, I was telling him that, you know, what you and him had prophesied to me about being patient and that, you know, I was going to see God's hand, and I said that I had gotten new accounts, doors that opened where one of my childhood friends I ran into worked for the military, and he was able to get me into some doors and with some new accounts. And also, too, some of my old accounts had that the prophet told me to be patient and watch God was going to come back, you know, because they had changed, you know, the way they was ordering. Also, one of the things that was prophesied to me was about that I was, you know, wondering if I should shut down and start over. And he told me to keep the company that I have and that God was going to open the door and that was going to be another income. So that door has been opened, and now I have people wanting to do business with me. And also that I was contacted by Fort Bragg in reference to the products, and they were also telling me about Fort Drum in Alaska. So everything pretty much that he said that was going to happen has been happening and more. And, you know, God has really been pouring out blessings left and right. Also, you know, I was upset about not wanting to move from the place I was at, and I was, you know, didn't know what I was going to do. I was asking him, should I go home? And he told me just, you know, be patient and wait on God. So not only did God give me a better place, he gave me a place with everything I wanted. Also, I forgot to mention to you, they pretty much paid me to move in here. They gave me a $1,000 gift card. I mean, they gave me 3 weeks free. So,
wow.
Yeah, I forgot to mention that to you.
Dale want to move there, too. We want to move there, don't we, Prophet Dale? Yeah.
So it's like, you know, everything that you guys have said to me has came to light and more. You know, it's like he said, God, watch God give me, you know, double for my trouble, and it will be greater later. So it has been more than greater later. So then God is continuing to, as the enemy also too wants to try. But, you know, God is just really I'm just being patient and, like you guys say, standing in the word and just consistently making sure that anything that do come in, I, you know, try to put aside for my tithing and offering and making sure that, you know, that thing can take me over. So I'm grateful to you. I'm so grateful.
Well,
yeah.
Please don't forget us. Don't forget the soul.
Oh, no, I won't. That's why I said I will be today. So, yeah, I'm not.
Hallelujah. Let us move ya. Boy, oh boy. This is one Prophet Daryl.
Yes, sir.
Prophet Daryl.
I'm here.
Did you hear that, Prophet Daryl?
I need to go to California.
Prophet Dell, did you hear that, Prophet? Prophet Dell, with a word coming like that, Prophet Dell, you can stand right still and study yourself, man. You ain't got to go nowhere. The word coming out of our mouth is so powerful and so accurate. Man, we can stand on the perpendicular of a square. Hallelujah. And trust God in this. He awesome, man. Hallelujah. Awesome God. Praise the Lamb of God. I love him today. I love him today. I love him today. Wait a minute. We got another. We got somebody else here going to finish testify. Somebody else here. Erico 815, your mic hot.
Good afternoon, Prophet. Prophet Daryl, how are you?
If it ain't no testimony, Prophet Daryl said we don't want to hear it. What you got to talk about?
Hello?
Yeah?
You there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm losing signal. I just had to call and give my testimony. When we were at the gathering after the first night when we had gone back up into our room, Prophet Daryl, the Spirit of the Lord had just fallen on him, and he began to prophesy to all of us that were in the room. And he wasn't calling out any names. He was just speaking what the Lord was saying, and he had spoke this word. He said that there is somebody in this room that their daughter is looking for a job, and she's getting ready to go back to school. And I just want to tell him that my daughter was looking for a job at that particular time that he spoke that word. She received her job. She passed her GED, and now she has applied to enter into college. And she is giving all of the glory to Jesus. She said Jesus did it.
That's right.
Hallelujah.
My God.
You know, and as I was sleeping, I woke up this morning about 3:40-something this morning, and the Spirit of the Lord had fallen on me, and I couldn't do nothing but sit up in my bed and begin to pray in the Spirit and begin to thank and praise God. And I heard the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm bringing you out as pure gold.
Amen.
My God, my God, my God. Let me tell you all something. This is the season, I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. To keep your shoes shining, as Mama used to say, this is the season to keep your shoes shining. Hallelujah, because you never know when and how God is going to show up. But you better believe he's going to show up. You better believe he's going to show up. And when he show up, I'll say he shows up. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lamb of God. What an awesome God today, people of God.
Jesus.
I told people of God, I'm going to tell y'all this again. I'm going to say it. Prepare ye the way.
Yes.
Make his path straight in your wilderness. Hallelujah. Prepare ye a highway in your desert. Praise the Lamb of God. Make the path straight. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Path for him. Hallelujah. God prepared 42 generations for Jesus to come.
Yes,
42 generations of preparation. Hallelujah. For the king to be born. And in the fullness of the time, hallelujah, God sent forth his son made up under the law to redeem them that was under the law. That's Galatians 4:5, something like that. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Preparation went into it. We don't want to prepare for them. We just want them to come just as we are. No. You need to prepare for the king.
Yeah.
You need to prepare for his coming. Hallelujah. And get some stuff out that don't belong in. Hello, somebody. Praise the Lamb of God. Move the rubbish that's in your road. Remove them boulders and them rocks and prepare your smooth highway for him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Get rid of hatred and malice, unforgiveness. Get rid of unforgiveness. Hallelujah. Get rid of them grudges. against your sister, your brother, your aunt, your cousins, your friends, the people at your church, on your job. Get rid of them grudges. Make the Lord a highway in your desert, I'm telling you now. Praise the Lamb of God. Yes. If you do what I'm telling you, he's going to turn it into an oasis. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to turn your cactus into watermelons out there if you do what I'm telling you. Praise the Lamb of God. He's going to cause you to be in a fruitful place. I read yesterday, Prophet Darrell, the word of God says, praise the Lamb of God, as sure as I live, said the Lord. Watch this, Prophet Darrell. He said, as sure as I live, said the Lord, hallelujah, there will be water in your valley, even though it will not rain.
Hallelujah.
Shall any water come down from the sky? But yet, I will cause water to be in the valley. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It will come down the mountain. Neither will it fall from the sky. But I'm going to work a miracle for you. Hallelujah. That in your valley, there will be water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I dare you to prepare for the Lord. I dare you to prepare for the Lord. I dare you to celebrate Jesus this Christmas and don't celebrate yourself. I dare you to celebrate Jesus. I double dog dare you to celebrate Jesus. Hallelujah. I double dog dare you to give him praise in this season for coming into your life, for birthing himself in you. I dare you to praise him for it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him praise. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And get rid of the unclean. Yes, I said it. Get rid of the unclean thing. Get rid of that you know displease him. Hallelujah. Make his path straight. Prepare for his coming. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, don't nobody like me today. I see it.
We love you today.
Went off on the other side now. Okay. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. My mama taught me he won't dwell in an unclean temple. Praise the Lamb of God. My mama taught me that cleanliness is next to godliness. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And that we need to prepare our way for the Lord. And his way ought to be made straight. Should be no crookedness in it. Done according to his word, according to his will, and according to his ways. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Praise the Lamb of God. And watch God do what God said he would do in your life. Praise the Lamb of God. But don't think he's going to come in there and turn everything up and do all the work. Hallelujah. And do everything. And this and nothing. It ain't going to happen. Hallelujah. You got to do your part.
Yes, sir.
You must do your part. Praise the Lamb of God. You must do your part. Praise the Lamb of God. And watch God do the rest. Woo! And what he does it the best. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll work in you, work in your children for your sake. He'll make you rejoice in him. For your sake, he'll bless those around you. For your sake.
Yes,
y'all not listening to me. For your sake, he'll bless those around you. Hallelujah. Bless your children. Hallelujah. So you won't have to come out of your pocket. Hallelujah. Y'all not listening to me. Praise the Lamb of God. He'll bless them for your sake. Glory to Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I love you today. I love you. Thank you, Father. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I get happy when I talk about him. Y'all know that. I'm sorry. Y'all forgive me, but I get happy. I get joy when I think about what he done. Hallelujah. Oh, God. I get joy when I think about what he done for me. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah to Jesus Christ, the Lord of glory. Hallelujah to his holy name.
Why
he deserves to be praised, people. He deserves the glory. He deserves the honor. He deserves it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
My goodness gracious. I love you, Father. I adore you. I adore you, Lord. I adore you, Lord. It's testimony Tuesday here. It's testimony Tuesday. Somebody going to leave with a testimony. Somebody going to leave, praise the Lamb of God, off the show today, already blessed. Praise the Lamb of God. My. Praise the Lamb. Oh, my God. My God. Hallelujah. Somebody lift up their hands right quick and worship with us. Come on, worship with us.
Hallelujah.
Shakespeare, praise the Lamb of God. We're live with PSM, praise the Lord, with Prophetic Perspectives. If you're listening to our voice via the internet and you would like to call in, chime in, and be a part of our radio show, you can do so also by calling area code 646-564-9818, area code 646-564-9818, and be a part of our live studio today. Come on, chime in, push one on your dial. Get in queue. You can give your testimony, your praise report. Praise the Lamb of God today. Boy, they done lit it up in here, this Kimmy. Praise the Lamb of God. My granddaughter there, Tatwan. And then my daughter, praise the Lamb of God, then called in and testified about her daughter, praise the Lamb of God, about the goodness of the Lord, hallelujah,
yes. Yes.
And girl finishing her education and going on for higher heights,
yes.
Praise the Lamb of God, reaching to
yes,
the sky, praise the Lamb of God. What is in the world? Praise the Lamb of God. Who didn't heard of such a thing? Hallelujah, did this girl and just turned around. Then she going to spin around looking at my face and say, Jesus did it. Hallelujah. Glory
yes.
to God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Boy, I tell you the truth.
Yes.
Praise the Lamb of God. Of God. Hallelujah. The Lord is in the blessing business. I'm telling you, you're going to see more and more miracles, signs, and wonders, people of God. You're going to see them. The Lord promised them to us. He promised us. He said he told us back, and I know my granddaughters and my granddaughter noticed he told us back, Prophet Dale, some months ago on Thursday night prophecies and in our corporate prophecy, he told us, I'm going to start saving your children. I'm start
yes.
saving your loved ones.
Yes.
I'm going to start delivering them. Praise the Lamb of God, because I love you. Hallelujah. I'm going to turn their lives around. Praise the Lamb. We didn't serve our brothers and sisters even come on this show since that word has come forth. They joining the page. Praise the Lamb of God. Relatives. Hallelujah. One of my cousins inboxed me yesterday. Praise the Lamb of God. I ain't talked to in years. Inboxed me yesterday. And said, I am so proud to see my cousin lifting up the name of Jesus. I'm giving my life to Christ also. Boy, let me tell you something, people of God. Hallelujah. When your life can be an example, my God, that's the best evangelist you can be. When your life, your work you do, hallelujah. Well, oh, my goodness. Bless his holy. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Hallelujah. Yes, Father. In this season, I just saw the rainbow. I see the rainbow, people of God. The covenant God is speaking. Hallelujah. He just showed me the rainbow. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. I give you praise. Hallelujah. In this season, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. God said, in this season, you're going to see a turnaround in everything that has not favored you.
Yes,
hope y'all heard the word of the Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Says the Lord God of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Tell my people that they are going to see a turnaround in everything that's been unfavorable to them. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. In other words, what didn't work about the work. Come on, talk. Yeah. Didn't like you, going to like you, and don't know why they like you.
Come on now.
A door that wouldn't be open is going to jump open on automatic. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
without a key being stuck in it, God's going to open it for you. Thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
hallelujah.
You.
Somebody say he's turning it around.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's turning it around. He's turning it around, people of God. Praise the Lamb of God. Our Father, we love you and adore you. I tell you, boy, when the people of God worship God, I just taught the church this, Prophet Darrell. Praise the Lamb of God. As I stood there talking about intimacy and worship on Sunday, right behind the praise and worship, and I was talking to him, I wish, where's that child at? Praise the Lamb of God. Bertha, where you at, daughter? Don't leave the prophet up here by himself like this, Bertha. Bertha Pruitt, where you at, girl? Praise the Lamb of God. Here go Bertha. Praise God. We were in praise and worship, right, Bertha?
Yes, we were.
I just need a test. I need somebody. Just so these people don't think I'm making stuff up. Praise the Lamb of God. And we was in worship, and I started talking about the intimacy of God. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and then I told him, I said, and normally when you get here to this point, of intimacy, God starts speaking. And let me tell you something, God's speaking and didn't stop. Hallelujah.
No, he did. He was just awesome.
I couldn't even hardly get a benediction.
I don't think you gave a benediction.
Man, I'm telling you, the spirit was so thick, you could cut him with a knife and take a piece of him home.
I know that. And we did. We did. We took him with.
Lord, have mercy. Heavy was the weight of his glory. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Trying to get out of there. I'm still prophesying. Pulpit. Still prophesying. Couldn't cut it off. To the level of worship. I just led y'all in worship. As soon as we come back, God starts speaking. God starts speaking.
Yes, he did.
God starts. God. Stop complaining and crying and hollering. In the beauty of holiness. Get in his presence. Hallelujah. Commit with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. I love you. I love you. If I'm by myself on the planet, I'm going to love you. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, God. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Hallelujah.
Oh, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, that's
within
me, God. Hallelujah.
Yes. Hallelujah.
Prophet Dale, God said, already worked it out for the car.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey, glory.
What about, I don't know. Hallelujah. But God said, tell Prophet Daryl, I already worked it out for the car. Hallelujah.
Yes,
thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bless your holy name. Thank you, Jesus. In the robo host. That's his name. His name, I said. Hallelujah. 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 Prepare you the way of the Lord. Hallelujah. Make his path straight. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, my God is an awesome God. He reigns on heaven and earth. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I just love him. Today. I just love him. I just love me, Jesus. Yes, I do. Boy, oh boy, oh, boy. The preparation is purging. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And in preparing for the Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. And then a part of the preparation is proclamation. You must be able to proclaim Christ as Lord.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now, I'm going to tell you all something, you secret agents on here. Praise the Lamb of God. You can proclaim Christ, praise the Lamb of God, only at certain times and at other times, praise the Lamb of God, you don't want to own him. Hallelujah. I want you to know something. God needs some public, praise the Lamb of God, publicity.
Yes.
Hallelujah, on the part of his people. He needs some public publicity. Now, I know you think that you proclaiming him and that ain't what's really going on. He identifying you.
Yes, God.
Oh, light bulbs. If my people who are called by my name. See, God needs that he have a people. Praise the Lamb of God. Only way they going to know that you God's people is that you proclaim your God.
Yes,
hello,
sir.
Light bulb. You didn't get that one. I think that one went over y'all head. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Let me back this train up and get this caboose. Praise the Lamb of God. God needs a people who are willing to participate in proclamation. That is, praise the Lamb of God, who's not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. You know it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. God needs a people. Don't mind telling somebody, praise the Lamb of God, of what good thing that God has done for them. That's what Jesus used to tell them. Go show yourself. Tell them the things the Lord has done for you. Hallelujah. God needs some people who will share. Oh, God, let me stop now. I'm going too far. Going too far. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I'm going too far. I just broke a sweat. I'm going too far. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God needs participatory people. He needs a proclaiming people who going to proclaim, hallelujah, the good news, who going to share Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the Lamb of God. Person, he needs people who don't mind prophesying at the grocery store. Prophesying wherever God give you a word or to who he tell you to speak it to. He needs some boldness to come out of his people. We want God to bless us boldly, but we don't want to be bold for God.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. 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 We got to call her. Praise the Lamb of God. Erico 985. Your mic hot?
Hi, Grosho Daisy. This is Margie Grace. Little C.
Hey, Margie.
Hello, Rosie. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Watch out, my mind.
And I'm going to calm down, but I have a testimony. Bishop, prophet, you spoke to me, and you said you're going to have to be quiet for a season.
Ah.
A lot because I've had to be quiet for this season. But God did tell me that if I obey him and do exactly what he says, take no rest, because this is a month that lots of ministries have rest. Leaders, the devil did not take a rest. He turned up the heat, as a matter of fact. We are seeing so many things happening, and our prayers have had to increase. For I've been getting some midnight calls for prayer. Crying out, help me, crying out prayer. And I said, Lord, he said, because I told you to pray without ceasing. It doesn't matter what they do in public. It matters in private. So I've been praying, and one young lady said, I know I could always get an encouraging word. I was at my lowest, and your face came. And I saw your number, and I called. And you know, late I was getting ready to tell her, yes, I am busy, and the Lord said, but I called. And I said, yes, no, I'm not busy. What do you need?
Man.
I didn't even know what it was. I had just finished praying with my granddaughter, who was at a loss. And I'm saying, Lord, what's happening? And he said, everybody's taking a rest. They're taking a holiday. He said, but the devil's not taking one.
No, the devil don't take holidays. And
you know how he said, intercessors don't take holidays. Intercessors turn up the heat of prayer because there's going to be war for those that want to be in liberty, as they call it, and out having a holiday time. But God said, I still need those standing in the gap.
Oh, yeah, you don't see from praying.
You just triggered. You triggered
no,
me.
No, you don't see from praying.
So you
no, Lord.
Me a moment ago because I said, well, Lord, you told me to be quiet, so I don't call in. He said, I listen, but I don't press the one. He said, this time, press it. Because
press it.
You, all of your granddaughters and your daughters were prophesying and telling the testimony, and I said, my God, they've been in it. He said, yes, the leaders. And I prayed that prayer one day on your line. For the pastor to share, because God said it was a horrific time, a horrific time in this last season, and I had one of my pastor friends call because his two sons were in an accident. One died and one is alive. Sunday afternoon, in the daytime, Satan came to say, look, what I can do when you take your eyes off your God and put it on other things. But the pastor and his wife are strong. And what I'm asking on this line is that we continue to lift them up because the baby boy died instantly, but the oldest one is still alive, and he's hurting, but he's now coming out of critical because God's hand was on him. And I just want us to, because I was having trouble. My granddaughter, I'm saying, Lord, is she losing her mind? What is wrong? He said, no. He said, I can't hear God. I can't hear God. What are you doing that you can't hear God? Get your Bible out and start reading a word into, read it out loud so your ears can hear it. And it can get into your spirit, man, and begin to wake up your spirit, man. You put him to sleep having fun. Don't walk away from God. Don't turn away from God. And that is what God was telling me. They say liberty, you say knees. And I saw, I want your book, and I'm going to order it, because I just saw the profile of the little excerpt from it, but it said knees. We have to go to our knees right now in this season.
Yes.
Our face to the ground in this season.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
our face to the ground so that we can hear what the Lord is saying, so that we know where the rumbling is coming from, because we need to be able. And he said, watchmen on the wall, what of the night? They're looking to go into 2014 celebrating with the same mess they still had in 2013. He said there has to be a shedding at the gate. Like a sheep that goes in, there has to be a shedding. Shed all that heavy wool, or they will suffocate trying to go through.
Wow.
That is where we pray. We pray to leave old habits, old stuff. And I hear you saying it, but I don't know if everybody understands it. We got to put on that new man, and we have to put it on now. Not at midnight, December 31st.
Yes.
We got to put it on now to begin to cover the gate for those that are lost.
Hallelujah.
Andy. I don't even know what I'm saying on this line. I just know that my testimony is, and it's a testimony for me, because you talked about the loss. I saw a niece that had not talked to me since her mother died, since her husband died, because every time somebody died, she called. And when I would go and I would pray with them, and she'd be okay for a while, but she went back to her old ways. And when she went to the store, she grabbed me, she hugged me. She said, I'm working again. I'm not where I was. She meant she wasn't on the drugs anymore. She had come off, and I looked at her daughter, and she said, my mama's going to do good. And I said, and what's your next thing? She said, I know, Auntie Marjorie, I have to go to church. I said, yes, do not leave God out of this. He took you out, because I never stopped praying for her, even though she never said good things to me. I know God loves her. I know he was going to turn her around, so my family is in a turnaround. I just don't see it in everybody, but I know it's happening. It's coming. My faith in God is we keep praying. Prophet, our knees are to the floor. Our faces to the ground.
Hallelujah.
In praying. For
the awesome posture to always remain in. There's no coffee break from praying. Man ought to always pray and faint not. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And I hope when the pastors say that, the Bible said, and the church rested. When it said the church rested, it meant it rested from persecution. Praise the Lamb of God. That was the rest that the church rested from in the book of Acts. They rested from persecution. They rested from the amount of assault that was coming against them that day and time, because God killed Herod. Praise the Lamb of God, and let the worms eat him up, hallelujah, for his hypocrisy and for blaspheming. Yeah, and setting himself up as a god, praise the Lamb of God, and the Lord allowed the worms to eat him up. Right there in the book of Acts, praise the Lamb of God. And there was rest around their borders from persecution for a season, praise the Lamb of God. But when we declare rest, it's from, praise the Lamb of God, the activity of church as far as Bible class, this, that, another. We're going to rest. But when it comes down to the believers, when it comes down to reading your word and praying, that's a whole different situation. Praise the Lamb of God. We never get rest from that. No, sir. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. I ain't resting from praying from nobody. Praise the Lord. That's a done deal there. Hallelujah. You got to pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we thank you, Margie, for that encouraging word. Praise the Lamb of God. And then, praise the Lamb of God, the preparation, praise the Lamb of God, a purging of the old man and putting on the new man. praise the Lamb of God and all of that, that goes all over. That's all over your mind, body, soul, spirit. Praise the Lamb of God has to be regenerated. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. It has to be refurbished, so to speak. Praise the Lamb of God, and only the Holy Ghost can do that. We can't change ourselves. We can put things away, but we can't change ourselves. Only that transformation comes through the power and the work of the Holy Spirit in us, praise the Lamb of God, and through us, so that we can be the proclaimers, reconciling men unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Praise the Lamb of God is our responsibility. And I promise you, you're going to see more and more, praise the Lamb of God, people coming to the Lord, and you're going to see a greater flight of people who have backslidden, coming back to the Lord. Well, yes, you are. Just watch what I tell you. Praise the Lamb of God. If we just position to be the people of God that God needs in this season to work miracles, praise the Lamb of God, signs and wonders, and stop looking for a miracle to be worked on us. Hallelujah. I think I'll say it again. To work miracles, to be the miracle workers, to be the one God used to work the miracle. Hallelujah. God needs some people, praise the Lamb of God, in position who are willing to let God use them. Yes, as his mouth, as his hands, as his feet, as his voice. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Yeah. My goodness gracious. What a wonderful God we serve. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, that proclamation has to go forth in sharing Christ. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Our holidays got to turn into holy days. Praise the Lamb of God. Holidays has to turn into holy days. Yes, right. How do you turn a holiday into a holy day? By proclaiming Christ in the midst of it. By
sitting,
your children, your grandchildren, praise the Lamb of God, what the true meaning of Christmas is about. By sitting around the table and blessing the Lord. Hallelujah. By singing happy birthday to Jesus. What's wrong with that? If it's his birthday and he's alive, what's wrong with singing happy birthday to Jesus? How many people have a birthday cake on their dinner table for Jesus? Not many. Not many. Christians should be ordering birthday cakes with happy birthday to Jesus on it. To have it sitting on their table.
My God.
Hallelujah. Acknowledging his presence in your home. Hallelujah. Thanking him for the harvest of the old year that's going out and for the new year that's coming in. Oh, my goodness. Praise the Lamb. I'm letting out too many secrets today. Let me be cool. Hallelujah. Somebody going to be blessed. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
The prophet does it different.
Can I give my testimony?
Yes. Who is this?
This is Bertha.
Well, Bertha, you while you have the chance.
Yeah, I believe in testifying, but, I mean, you know, you set me down for the first of the year, and Prophet Daryl prophesied last week for 21 days, don't say anything, but God bless you. And I didn't understand what where you went when you said it or why you said it, but then Prophetess Alicia told me, obey the prophet, because what they have spoken in your life is for your good. And I was asking the Lord, why am I shut down? And the Lord said, because he had to take me to a higher level of obedience and submission because of where he's taking me. I had to be on a higher level of obedience. So if I can walk in obedience to what the prophets have said, then God knows I'll obey him and I'll submit to what he wants me to do. And it's because of all that I went through, I thank God that I am totally free of an area that was in my life that had been crippling me for 15 years. I am totally free. Fought those demons, faced the fears, and cut the heads off of them. I walk in total freedom and victory today. And that's after that is when you told me, God said to that you were shedding me down to the first of the year. And that's because I'm going through a purification process. And I wake up at night, my spirit man is praying. And then it just began to come out, and I'm praying in the spirit. It's like, whatever God has taken me, I needed to rest for what he asked for me to do and to be restored and to go through the refiner's fire in order to come out as pure gold. So I understand what Sister Margie was saying about you can't get into the gate unless you shed everything off from before. I thank God that my testimony is I can walk into 2014 free of everything that was holding me back in 2013. And I thank God that you shut me down because revelation and understanding knowledge is just really coming forth.
Hallelujah. Well, we praise God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
Praise God for that. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Prophet Dale, were you trying to say something? I heard another voice calling me. No? Hallelujah. Well, here come another one. Erico 224.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Maginice.
Good afternoon, Magic.
I just called. The first thing I want to say is I thank God because I always have so many testimonies that I have to pick and choose which one I'm going to say. So that's a testimony in itself because God has just been so awesome in my life and to those that are connected to me that I can just see his hand, and that's just my first testimony. I just wanted to give everybody an update. I'm going to keep testifying about this because it seems like the more I keep praying, the more I keep testifying, the more God keeps doing. So I want to give another testimony about Josh. Well, I forget what I testified about the last time I talked about him. Well, now he has his voice. He could not talk. His voice has been completely restored. He can dial the phone, so now he can call people, whoever he want to talk to. So he's wearing my daughter's phone out because he's constantly calling her. And he's up on his feet walking. He with assistance, of course, but you know, his progress is just coming along. And at one point, he had began to get really depressed when he initially came out of the coma and he, you know, really kind of saw what kind of state he was in. He was in a form of depression where he didn't want to do anything because he was in a lot of pain. So the people who I was connected to, I just started saying, you know, start praying for Josh against the spirit of depression, you know, and pray for his mind and for his will. And my daughter went and saw him yesterday, and she was like, oh, my God, Mom, his countenance has completely turned all the way around. Now he's not depressed no more. He wants to fight. He's pushing through the pain and everything. So I just want to encourage the people that God hears prayers and he answers. And he's moving on that young man's life.
Hallelujah.
He is healing him, and I knew God was going to show us a miracle with him, and he's doing it. He's doing it.
Oh, my God. So in heaven, I thank it. I just thank you for the testimony because we've been praying for him for a long time. And every time you come back and share with us the progress, praise the Lamb of God, it's phenomenal. But this is just off the chain right here, praise the Lamb of God, that he's able to do all of that. My goodness gracious. Hallelujah.
And they had even said when he originally had when everything first happened, they had originally said that he didn't have any broken bones, which we all thought was a miracle in itself. Well, come to find out, he did have a broken bone that they did not detect. So what happened was his bones began to grow back abnormal. And what they were saying was, well, some people never walk again strictly from that. Even if they're not paralyzed or anything like that, they never walk again just because of that. And that boy is up walking, and even through the pain, he's pushing through it like, I'm just going to keep going.
My goodness. Lord, have mercy.
Amen.
We thank you for him. Hallelujah. Jason, right now, we pray, Father, that you would, hallelujah, continue to do a perfect work in his body. Hallelujah, in his mind, his heart, and in his spirit, Father, that you would undergird him. Hallelujah. the Holy Ghost, that you strengthen. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Father, for your mercy and your grace today being displayed before our very eyes. What a wonderful Savior you are. What an awesome God you are. Hallelujah, God. Ah, God. Yes, use them for your glory. Give them great testimony. Give them a word in season, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We can proclaim your goodness. Yes, God, to all that will hear. Bless him now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
Oh, my goodness. Boy, I just wanted to pray for him. Hallelujah. I felt
thank
that
you.
That.
We appreciate that. I really do, because I know that's what's pulling him through. I do have another testimony. This one is about me, and it jumped up in my spirit when you started talking about, you know, God purging us and cleansing us, you know, those things that are within us that should not be there. Well, when I went through the whole situation with me losing everything, it included me having to give away my dog. And everybody that has ever had pets, they know that pets become part of the family. So it really hurt me, and that was like I believe me having to give away my dog hurt me more than losing everything else. But it wasn't something that I had prayed about. You know, I just did it, and because I knew it had to be done. I couldn't take her where I was going, so I let it be. But I miss her so much. And everybody that know me, they know I really miss her because I talk about her all the time. Well, the other night, I had a dream about her, and in the dream, I was just crying so hard in the dream to the point where I woke up crying. I woke up crying, and I was thinking about the dream, and the Lord didn't, it wasn't a revelatory dream. What the Lord said to me was that dream was a healing. He allowed me to cry the cry that I had not cried over her so I can move past that. And I didn't even realize that, that was significant, because it's something so trivial, but yet it was something that I was holding in my heart that I had not even really realized that it shouldn't have been there until the Lord said, that's your healing. That's your cleansing from that situation. And I just thank God, because he will search the deep recesses of your heart, and he knows. And that's not something that I had prayed about. So I just thank God for being all seeing and all knowing so I can move past that.
Hallelujah.
He's just an awesome God.
Woo! We give God praise. Boy, I tell you, boy, y'all is lighting it up. My goodness gracious, the Lord is so favorable and so kind to us that he even cares about what we care about. Yes, Lord.
Yeah.
That's a compassionate Savior right there, isn't it? That he cares about what you care about. Love you so much. Hallelujah. My goodness gracious. We can't do nothing but just give them thanks and show adoration and love in this season. Saints, we ought to lift them high. We ought to lift Christ higher than we ever have because of all of his for us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless his holy name. Whew, my goodness. Yes, Lord, if you have a testimony, you still have time to give your testimony. Push 1 on your dial, and we will hear your testimony today. Praise the Lamb of God. Let me say again, praise the Lord. We have some very, very innovative things going on. Praise the Lamb of God. Not tonight, but next Tuesday we have at the church. Praise the Lamb of God. Boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. We have our celebrations coming up, and we want to invite everyone to them. Praise the Lamb of God. Our prophetic miracle Tuesday, our power. Praise the Lamb of God on Tuesday night the 17th, and we're bringing bags of clothes to give away. Praise the Lamb of God to those who are less fortunate. We are all going in our closets to pull out, praise the Lamb of God, something to give away. The Lord led us in that this past Sunday during our prophetic, praise the Lamb of God moment. The Lord spoke and said, give something away, give some clothes away. And so we get bringing bags of clothes to the church, praise the Lamb of God. On the 17th, praise the Lamb of God. Of course, the 22nd is our official, praise the Lamb of God, Christmas celebration. Sunday, December 22nd, Lamb of God, will be the exchanging of gifts at the church and things of that nature, and that we do for our youth and our young people on the 22nd. All of you are invited to that also. But then watch night. Oh, my goodness, watch night. Praise the Lamb of God. All of you are invited to the Truth Church. Well, we're going to be doing personal and corporate prophecy concerning the new year. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. And you can come get, as they say, your word for the year. Praise the Lamb of God. To kick the year off, we're going to be in our prophetic garments. Praise the Lamb of God. Oh, yes. And we're coming, praise the Lamb of God, in the name of the Lord, to proclaim the prosperity over us. Praise the Lamb of God, that God has spoken that shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. You all are invited to that. Of course, the first 4 weeks, the 8th, 9th, and 10th of January, is the Intercessory Prayer Conference to be held at the beautiful Westin Hotel here in Southfield, Michigan. You can go to William H. Murphy Ministries if you want to inquire about that. Well, www.williamhmurphyministries, and you will see, praise the Lamb of God. I'm sure some registration forms, things of that nature, that relates to the powerful intercessory conference that we have been doing for the last, oh my goodness, I guess almost 10 years now. Praise the Lamb of God. We've been doing this conference with Bishop Murphy and the delegation of those who work with us, praise the Lamb of God, on an international level for, praise the Lamb of God, intercessory prayer. I encourage those of you who want to develop a prayer life, praise the Lamb of God, to come. Praise the Lamb. Want to develop your prayer life to it is good for that, definitely, praise the Lamb of God. And those of you who are over intercessory prayer ministries that want to take it to the next level, praise the Lamb of God. Bishop Murphy is supposed to be on with us one day of this week. Praise the Lamb of God. We've already invited him to come and share, but there's a group rate, praise the Lamb of God, of 10 people, plus the pastor and his wife, praise the Lamb of God, for $500. And I know the registration has to be somewhere around $100 a piece. So that is a good bargain, praise the Lamb of God, if you want to look at it in that light, praise the Lamb. So I wanted to drop that in your spirit. I will be teaching and sharing in the conference, as I always do, every January. This is the way I kick my year off. So we praise God for that. Hallelujah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. My goodness gracious. What else is going on here in our city? Praise the Lamb of God in our town. Boy, some great things is coming off. Hallelujah. As God continues to restore and give back to the people. Praise the Lamb of God. I see new homes and renovations being done. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. Here in the city of Detroit. Hallelujah. Yes, God. Remember, I told you this some time ago, but Detroit is going to be the spiritual Mecca of the United States. Hallelujah. It's going to be as Jerusalem to the United States. Just watch what I tell you. The Lamb of God, a spiritual capital in our country. Praise the Lamb of God. And God is going to draw people here from all over the nation and abroad. to come to this city. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we praise God for that. Thank you, Jesus. We praise God for that. This one coming forth. Call it bankrupt. Praise the Lamb of God. But God's got to bring you to your knees. Hallelujah. God's got to bring us to our knees to let you know you're nothing. You think you're rich and you're poor. Hallelujah. You think you're sharp and you're naked. Yeah, that's the word of God. Hallelujah. But I promise you this, praise the Lamb of God, a change to come over us. Praise God, because one way or another, God is going to make this thing work for his glory. Hallelujah. It's going to work for the glory of God. I promise you that. In Jesus' mighty name. My God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited about the Lord, people of God. I'm excited about what God is doing. Is there any more testimony? Anybody got a testimony? You can come right now. You're down. The queue is of God to buy you. You got a testimony. Praise the Lamb of God. East Coast, West Coast, wherever you are, praise the Lamb of God. You can join in, praise the Lamb of God, and give your testimony today concerning the goodness of the Lord in your life. Praise the Lamb of God and what God is doing for you. Hallelujah, because I'm telling you, he is moving and he is doing a wonderful, wonderful work in the earth. Praise the Lamb of God. And he wants to utilize you. Yes, he does. Praise the Lamb of God. And in the work that he's doing in the earth realm today to make yourself available, to make yourself useful for God. Hallelujah. What a wonderful thing that is. Praise the Lamb of God. Wait a minute. I think we got another one right here. Error code 321. Your mic is hot.
God bless you, Apostle. How are you and the people of God today?
How you doing, Prophet Anthony?
You know, Madam God, I said I was sitting back just hearing y'all go forth, and I said, amen, we would be robbery if I would not join in and just begin to testify of what my daddy have been in my life, man of God.
Lord Jesus.
Ooh.
What you got to mind.
What daddy have done. You know, I look back over my life, people of God, and I see the miracle working of God ever since I came into this existence. You know, I'm grateful. I'm very grateful to God. You know, I just made up my mind, just, you know, that he done did so much. I'm just automatically going to be grateful for the rest of my whole life.
Yes, God.
I made up my mind. He have did just that much in my life. See, I'm one that I'm supposed to be here. See, my testimony is I know God to be a healer. I know God to be a lawyer in the courtroom.
Thank you, God.
And I'm God the provider. See, I was one in the streets. I was selling dope, doing dope, and everything. My testimony is long. If I was to sit up and testify, I couldn't take over an apostle show like this. But I just want to let y'all know that on the aspect of him being a healer, see, I contracted HIV before I came into the kingdom. See, this started Friday.
All right now. All right.
I didn't get a chance to begin to talk about God Friday because God was moving awesomely. But on the principle of tithing, one thing I understand, Apostle, about that tithing, and I'm going to free some of y'all today because I'm going to tell y'all something. See, we got insurance on everything other than insurance, the policy of tithing on our own life. We got Geico, we got all these insurance policies. But I'm here to tell you today, the greatest insurance policy you can have is to be a tither in the kingdom.
Woo!
Huh.
That is insurance.
Now that was
insurance. The reason why I tell you this is, who shot? See, who am I seeing? See, I was out there sleeping with women and all these things like that. And see, God had to come to me. See, and I remember when I was in jail, I went to jail. And a young lady that I was messing with, she came to visit me. And so she began to tell me about a young lady, a disturbing thing with a young lady and her mother. The young lady was over at her house, and the mother came, and the mother began to start yelling at her because she ran away. Now, not knowing this young lady who ran away, me and her had interactions in a hotel room. Okay? But the lady, my girlfriend at the time, when she was telling me, she was telling me the story about her mother. Her mother began to start yelling at her, saying, "You ran away, and you ain't been taking care of yourself, and you know you need to take them HIV pills." When she said that, my whole countenance dropped. Remember this situation. I'm getting weak in the knees because I feel the Holy Spirit. I can remember who shot people, young Daniel shot. I remember this situation like it was yesterday. And I remember that well, I sat behind that glass wall in jail. Oh, I see kind of hot, and I know I had interactions with this lady. And I had some complications that I didn't tell nobody. I didn't tell nobody what was going on with my body, but I know something was drastically wrong. I knew something was wrong. But I'm going to tell you one thing that I did. I'm going to tell you what I did. I got real with God in that jail cell. I cried out to God, and I began to look at him and see how the accounts with the woman with the issue of blood and different situations where they came to him with blind faith and touched him. And I began to realize a lot of them was not even Jews. They just had faith to believe that he would heal them.
Mm.
A lot of them weren't even God's people, but yet he had a faith inside them to know that he is God beyond their issue. And man of God, I'm telling you, it came on and I went and I got out of jail and things, and God started dealing with me. And then when I started getting saved, God started sending prophets to speak to me. And then I started coming into the kingdom. I'm a zero down on this point right here because I can tell you everything. But the situation was, when I got saved, the Lord came to me in a dream. He came to me in a dream. This is the whole thing about just blessing him. He didn't have to do nothing else. He came to me in a dream. And I remember I was going through, our child support. I couldn't pay bills, when God takes you from another place and breaks you down, you think you're about to be. But God takes you to a wilderness to get the mess out your life. And so I was laying in the bed and laying down, and I was murmuring in my spirit, just complaining about life. And I heard the audible voice of God in my life. I heard him. It's the second time I heard the audible voice of God. He began to say, and the only thing he said to me, Apostle, was, I. The only thing he said was, I. When this happened, ah, and when that happened, ah, he went down a list, like God read a list to me about what he did. But the last one that I heard, we said, when you had HIV, I healed you.
I healed you.
And then when I went to a revival, the prophet, he confirmed it later, when I went to the revival, the prophet pulled me out. And he said, young man of God, there was a death sentence that came against your body. But the Lord told me to tell you, because you was a strong tithe payer. He said, you thought you were sowing seeds and paying tithes to get a better job and a better car and to get married and all this stuff. But God said he used the tithe to heal your body. People of God, I'm here to tell you, I'm thankful. God said, God just sit up here and tell me my tithes. I understand the principle. It is an insurance policy. According to Malachi, rebuke the devourer. He will rebuke the disease. He will rebuke the pestilence. It is an insurance policy. See, when people change the mindset of tithes, they understand they are protected. All of your stuff, all of your kids, all of your health, everything that belongs to you is protected under the policy of the kingdom of God.
Hallelujah.
My God. Man, you need so much here. You got a book in your book.
testimony. He comes to your side, out of the little side. He's faithful. He's just. He's righteous. He's holy. He's magnificent. He's majestic in all his ways.
Hallelujah.
There's not a false system in God.
Hallelujah.
And it's not the only apostle. No false system in the God that I serve. Hallelujah. Good. He's good.
Hallelujah.
Yes, I am. I've been telling them ever since sowing first fruits. I'm sowing because I understand. I have a prophecy.
Man, what you do? Lord, I'm
emergency with God. You know, when you get in an accident, they got you covered. Bodily insurance, PPI, everything covered. Some of y'all don't even understand. Because you've been paying time safely for years and years, you got full coverage.
Hallelujah.
Other than the blood.
Glory, you got a right. You got a right. You got a say so in the matter. He comes into your soccer.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. He's gone before. May the evening success your way as well. Praise the Lamb of God. It's going to work out in your favor.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, God. Yes, God.
Bless you.
Thank you, Jesus. Even in the Lord, even everything around you. Hallelujah. Anthony, it's been the change, prophet. Hallelujah. God says he's going to change everything around you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, God, we give you praise.
Hallelujah.
Give you praise.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give you praise. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we give you praise. Lord, 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 Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah, y'all see on my page, my personal page, our new book is out. Our new book is out, Fall on Your Knees or Repair the Altar. Praise the Lamb of God. It's there on our page. You can go and read the advertisement piece on it. All you got to do is click on the book, on the page there, Fall on Your Knees. Praise the Lamb of God. We've been working, trying our best to get this book completed. The devil didn't want it to go forth. The Lord told me he didn't want it to go forth. But the devil of lies coming out is going to be a blessing for many. There's a recipe in there, a repentance that God gave me. Praise the Lamb of God about repent. The word repent. Praise the Lamb. Hallelujah. Oh my goodness. Yeah, it's gonna talk to you until you fall on your knees. Hallelujah. It is an awesome, awesome book. And then of course our other products. Praise the Lamb of God. So you can start putting in your orders today. The book is $15. Praise the Lamb of God. The new book is $15, according to my sales department. Praise the Lamb of God. Yeah, and we will get them out to you as fast as they hit our hands. Praise the Lamb of God, so that you can give them away for Christmas gifts. Praise the Lamb of God. You tell me as you order them at www.psmintl.org. Hit the donate button. Put in the description what it's for. Fall on your knees. Praise the Lamb of God, etc. The T-shirts, the dog tags, the water. We still have the blessed water. Praise the Lamb of God. Hallelujah. With the healing anointing on the water. Hallelujah. We still have mantles. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah. And we're going to, we have this stuff, and it's available for you. PSINTL.org. Then those of you, praise the Lamb of God. Now, this man of God said something. There's a lot of believers. You haven't been going to church, this, that, another. Praise the Lamb of God. And you haven't been paying your tithes and your offering. Praise the Lamb. You can pay them. Right here, I will be your covering for you, praise the Lamb of God, until your heart settles on a church home. I will be your covering, psmintl.org. But you need to release that God is actually, before you heap a curse on your head. You are cursed with a curse, says the Lord, even this whole nation. Hallelujah, for the lack of giving the tithe what God has asked for. And the offering, his word is not going to change. It's going to remain right there just like that. Then he says, I will rebuke the devourer for you. Hallelujah. There'll be no sickness among you. It's a whole list of promises that goes along, praise the Lamb of God, with paying your tithes and giving your offering, remembering the Sabbath. Praise the Lamb of God. I just dropped that in your spirit. I wanted to drop that in your spirit. Praise the Lamb of God. You can't keep getting and never releasing anything and expect God to keep blessing you. Oh, light bulb, it don't work that way. Give and it shall be given to you. Not after you get, give. Say, give and it shall be given unto you. I love you. I bless you. Prophet Dell. Thank you, Prophet Anthony. Shatwan. Hallelujah. Granddaughters and children and all. Thank you all for being here, Bertha, all of you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Y'all know I'm excited about your future. You know what God's doing to you. Oh, oh.
There's a new day dawning for me. I can feel it coming now. The dark clouds have rolled away. Sunshine is here to stay. My sins have been forgiven. Now I can move on to God's work and walk in victory. Faith has been restored. I was blind, now I see the perfect will that my God has for me. I rejoice because I'm brand new. Now